Canada's decision to ban Thomas Partey from entering the country sparks outrage from Ghana's government. This move threatens to sideline the midfielder for Ghana's crucial World Cup opener against Panama and Toronto on Wednesday. The Ghanaian authorities label the ban as high-handed and extremely unfair, asserting that it's based on pending criminal charges in the UK that have yet to result in a conviction. Partey, currently embroiled in a legal battle involving allegations from four women, maintains his innocence against seven rape charges and one count of sexual assault. Ghana's government is actively pursuing diplomatic channels to overturn this decision, emphasizing the principle of presumption of innocence, a fundamental aspect of justice. They are committed to ensuring all relevant facts are considered. Meanwhile, a U.S. Customs and Border Protection official confirms that Partey has been granted a visa to enter the United States and remains at Ghana's training base in Boston. Ghana side coach Carlos Queiroz stands firmly behind his player, indicating no hesitation in including Partey in the squad for upcoming matches against England and Croatia. Ghana's hopes of advancing in the World Cup may hinge on resolving this contentious issue.